should they stay or should they go? This refrain from The Clash applies to the campaign to keep the Boston Red Sox top farm team in Pawtucket. On one side, baseball fans in Rhode Island's business and organized labor hierarchy want them in a new stadium in downtown Pawtucket. On the other, the state's Republican Party, a slice of the General Assembly, and a noisy part of the public that isn't convinced the team's worth keeping if it requires a taxpayer subsidy. This dispute shouldn't surprise anybody who understands anything about Rhode Island history and its contentious political culture. Crankiness and thrust-and-parry politics run deep in the Ocean State, along with an aversion to anything new or different. Rarely has any change gained traction without a battle that leaves blood on the floor, egos bruised, and the stage set for the next dust-up. So many things we value about Rhode Island were achieved only after huge public scrums. A historic preservationist named Antoinette Downing and her Episcopal East Side disciples had the contrary notion in the 1960s that Benefit Street's historic but crumbling houses shouldn't be sacrificed to the urban renewal wrecking ball. They fought City Hall and Brown and won. In the 1970s, then-Providence Mayor Joseph Dorley was lampooned when he pushed the Providence Civic Center, rebranded as the Dunkin' Donuts Center, to fruition. It was called Dorley's Icebox. Critics feared it would be an empty white elephant. Just about everything that needed government involvement has drawn naysayers. The Rhode Island Convention Center in the 1980s, the Providence Place Mall in the 1990s. Then there was Governor Bruce Sundland, a bull who carried around his own china shop. He decided the state needed to upgrade Green Airport. In the aftermath of the state's credit union crisis and amid a recession, many Rhode Islanders had thought old age had gotten the better of him. Yet, he got it done. Rhode Island's a better place to live with a more vibrant economy because of these efforts. The other familiar Ocean State trope is the nostalgia wallow. The recent demise of the Benny's retail chain sparked a bonfire of this dubious vanity. Where they used to be, state. It's innocuous when giving directions linked to where Almax was, but it's counterproductive as applied to the economic and cultural realities of the 21st century. Attracting the smart young means having cultural, culinary, and sports attractions. This is particularly true for smaller cities such as Providence and Pawtucket, which are falling behind larger metro areas, notably Boston. That's only one of many reasons that keeping the Paw Sox in Rhode Island should be a priority. Triple-A baseball is coveted by mid-sized cities across the country. The Red Sox top minor league club was once in Louisville. The current deal is not a taxpayer fleece, and it isn't too late to tweak it. The House and Senate leadership need to put their ego-driven jousts aside and focus on keeping affordable, fan-friendly baseball. And those who support the deal must contact their lawmakers because opponents are out in force. The Paw Sox ownership, after an initial stumble with its Robin Hood in reverse, $125 million Providence Stadium plan, has focused on Pawtucket under new team president Larry Lucchino. He and his partners have been patient, but they aren't going to wait forever. If a deal can't be struck, the team will go. Pawtucket loses a chance at downtown revival, and we'll be giving directions with reference to McCoy Stadium, where the Paw Sox used to play.